Welcome to the Friday, November 4th, 2011 edition of the Sand Sinners Storm Sinners Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. Now let's start with diaries today. We do have a diary by Richard pointing out an item that made big news, made it even to the front page of Slashdot, and that is Apple's decision to enforce its policy to only allow sandboxed applications into its App Store. Now, the App Store we're talking about here is the App Store for OS X that came online with Line. Sandboxing was one of the features promoted in Line. What it essentially does is that the application needs special privileges to reach resources outside of its own directory, in particular if it wants to talk to other applications directly. Of course, the security implications of this are quite big because this is a restriction enforced by the operating system, which means that a normal exploit that would affect this particular application would not be able to break out of the sandbox. It's a little bit of a cheap version of what's sometimes done on Unix systems with a change root setup. But of course, for everybody who ever set up a change root setup for a complex application, you probably find out it's not that easy to enumerate all the resources that are needed. And well, that's why sometimes sandboxing isn't done. Now, Apple got some criticism for asking developers to only submit sandboxed applications. You can still, as a developer, request permission for your application to access resources outside the sandbox, but then it's up to Apple to decide whether or not you should be granted those resources. And of course, some developers think that Apple is a little bit harsh in their submission policies for the App Store. In particular, for the iOS App Store, there were a couple of cases where Apple was accused of censorship for not allowing certain applications to be submitted. However, I think in this case, Apple has a valid point that it is important to isolate applications from each other as much as possible. It is more work for the developer to actually enumerate all the resources they need. And yes, there is the problem that they may need a certain resource outside the sandbox, and then they have to apply for this permission. But it is really a very meaningful layer of defense against exploitation. And with all the criticism, one of the things that Apple did achieve with its App Store for iOS compared to the more open Android model is less malware for iOS. Of course, the ultimate end goal here may be that OS X becomes as closed as iOS is now. I'm not sure if that's a desirable outcome. But from a security point of view, the whitelist approach that essentially is taken by iOS with the App Store certainly has its benefits. And we do have a pre-release for next Tuesday's Patch Tuesday by Microsoft. 4 bulletins are going to be released, all affect Microsoft Windows. No other software affected at this point. One of the bulletins is marked as critical, 2 are important, and the last one is moderate. I don't think it has been published anywhere whether or not the Dooku 0 day will be patched possible, but really so far there is no information regarding that. However, late on Thursday, Microsoft did publish a fix-it for the vulnerability exploited by Dooku. This fix-it patches or fixes a problem in the TrueType font parsing routines that did allow the elevation of privilege that was exploited by Dooku. This particular vulnerability does affect Windows XP, which kind of actually speaks against it being fixed on Tuesday, because the one critical vulnerability that's being patched next Tuesday does not affect Windows XP. So I guess we'll have to wait at least until December to have a permanent fix for this particular problem. And DigiTrust Malaysia is the latest certificate authority in trouble. DigiTrust uses an Entrust certificate for its work. In this case, the certificate authority did not actually get breached. Instead, Digitrust Malaysia handed out certificates for very weak keys. And then in turn, those keys got compromised just because, well, they were so weak and easy to compromise. The big browser makers and Microsoft, Google, and Mozilla removed this particular certificate authority from their browsers and operating system. Also, Entrust, who actually authorized Digitrust Malaysia to use its CA, did remove its trust from the company. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.